Thank you for holding. Is this Jaden?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Jaden. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. And how about yourself?
Oh, I am so blessed. So blessed to busy. A lot of people gearing up for the new year, but it's a good problem, you know. It's a good problem to have.
I know, that's right.
Yeah. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you.
Uh-huh.
But did
Absolutely.
You have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, she basically gave me a pretty good rundown on how it works. I'm just really looking for the pricing at the moment.
Okay. All right. I'll be able to pull up the pricing for you. Obviously, the major benefit to you when it comes to Google advertising and this phone call is having that spot available, right? If there's not a position available for a contractor, we can't talk about putting you up there.
Right.
So you're on our qualified candidates list. Looks like Google pulled your information off some other directories online.
It would probably be Angie's list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, they have to have something to reference and make the offer.
Yep.
Do you like that service so far? Is it working out for you?
Absolutely. No, it's working great. For the moment. I mean, I got a call from you guys as well. So
I love that.
It's definitely working. It's doing its job at the moment.
Right. Yeah, that's great perspective to have. Some people do look at it that way as kind of a stepping stone, but not a forever solution. Usually if you do well with that, then you'll do great with being on Google because we're not sending you the lead for you to call the customer. You know, the customers have the ability to just call you directly as a live call. So we also don't charge you per lead or click or call. You have your own Google profile, your own listings, your own website even. If you don't have a website, we'll build that for you. And they can just contact you directly from there. So I sent you a text. I don't know if you got that. That's the pricing page there. The pricing is really going to depend on what level package you want to select for your business.
Okay.
What I would recommend, just looking at it, this company looks brand new, honestly. I don't see a verified Google profile. I don't see a website anywhere. A lot of things that we would have to build from scratch, essentially. So what I would recommend would be the Platinum Package Bundle. It's the very last package down. Has a little orange ribbon around it. It says most popular.
Yep, I see it right now.
Okay.
CEO, content creation, Google Business Profile, Bing Local. Yep.
Yep, and it has Facebook as well. Has the optimized landing page, which is a website. I like that for a new business because it's kind of like a one-stop shop. With a new business, you end up investing in trying so many different things to try to find what the long-term answer is going to be to generate leads and jobs for you on a regular basis. With this package, it runs that trial for you. So it'll basically put you on all the online platforms, not just the first page of Google, which I'm sure that'll be the long-term solution for you. It's what everybody uses. But, you know, there's Bing, there's Yelp, there's Yellow Pages. There's up to 60 directories. Home Advisor by Angie is just one directory, right? There's up to 60 of them to that package. But what I was thinking I could do, just because you're already invested in some marketing, and I know a new business, the marketing budget can only stretch so far. I was thinking we could apply the new in business credit. That's what Tara requested and why she wanted me to jump on the line. And that new in business credit will actually reduce the rate on the Platinum bundle down to the essential package pricing structure.
Okay.
So that way it's just $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right. It's about $10 a day, month to month. But they do ask for a 3-month verbal commitment from the business owner when you do that because we would, with the new in business credit, they know that we're giving you that rate because we're building everything from scratch. And usually that first month, you know, getting the website built, getting all the online listings created, getting the listings verified by Google, and then optimizing them to be on that first page. There's a lot of work that's happening there where you're not really reaping a lot of the benefits I mean, you'll still be able to get leads, but you're not going to see the maximum results of it until month two, really.
Okay.
Okay. So they asked for a three-month verbal on that, but I could get it reduced to $299, and then what'll happen is if you come on board with us today, we'll lock that rate in. So as long as you're with us, you'll get that deal. It's not just like a first-month promotion or first-couple-month promotion. That's an indefinite discount that would be applied to your online listing.
Okay.
Now, I would have to go – I got to call the bank and see what's going on with my card because somehow it got locked again.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure they'll release it, and then I actually have to put the, like, deposit the cash, and it'll be on there. Is this, like, can I reach you back, or is this, like, a one-time deal, like, right this second?
Oh, no, you could always call back.
I can call you today, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We walk our clients through it, so it's never, like, assign somebody up and disappear. We're always communicating with you because, you know, it takes proactive people, and, you know, we have to get documents from you and forms that you fill out and get you Google verified. Mm-hmm. So it's never a one-off conversation. That sounded terrible.
Sorry,
I hope that's not your experience with anybody. But the way
no,
the listing.
No, I, yeah, no, I don't like those experiences. I had them a couple of times. I mean, I've been quite a bit around the way. I was telling Sarah there, especially here with the locals, and I spent quite a bit of time over here in the harbors and just around the area, you know, outside of the city in Tampa and Clearwater, St. Pete, just kind of been a traveling bug since 16. So everybody really, I know quite a bit of people.
Yeah. That's good. That's great, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing beats word of mouth. I always tell people that. Right. Google's right. Basically just operating as an online word of mouth chain. That's what makes it so effective, is people could just look up your reviews in an instant, right, and see what people right. have to say about you. But I'm sending you another text here just so you can verify
okay.
that if you click on that. It's just a simple Google search, like, is Local Splash a Google partner?
Okay.
Okay, and it'll tell you, yes, Local Splash is a Google partner. You know, they hold a higher tier status that signifies demonstrated expertise, training, and adherence to Google standards, right? So we have to operate by Google's guidelines. They're the boss. We're the partner company. They kind of delegate the responsibilities of these listings to us as their partner. So the reason I wanted to show that to you is because when a spot opens up, they'll create a list of companies in the area that provide the services that they're looking to fill, which is a contractor. They're just looking for a contractor. And there's many keywords and services under that category. But they give that list to, like, a boiler room of my representatives, kind of like Tara that you were just talking to.
Right.
And then they call out down the qualified candidates list until the position fills. Once that position mm-hmm. fills, they do close out the category. So it's not like a one-off, hey, do it now or else, you know. Obviously, we'd still
right.
call you back the next time a position opened up, but
right.
we do have the listing available currently, and it is something we're actively looking to fill. So
right.
If you
first come, first serve kind of deal.
Right, right. And I didn't want to word
right.
it the way you worded
totally
it, where it's like, hey, is this a one-off, do it now or else? Like, no, but, you know.
No, I totally understand.
Yeah, if they fill
right.
it with a competitor, then we close it out. We work solely with them on that placement. You can only list three people within each 30-mile radius at a time. So,
right.
With that
being said. No, that's definitely.
Go ahead.
No, I definitely understand. Totally, 100% on the same page.
Mm-hmm. What happened with the billing information, though? Is that something, like, because of the leads that were coming through or something fishy
okay.
happened recently? Well, you were saying,
no,
like,
it was a
okay.
It was like my card was attached to my Cash App, and I tried to add the money back onto my card,
mm.
and it was like kind of blocked it. It's just a call. It's not like anything's wrong with the account or anything like that. I just reopened it because I had to take care of it with Angie's List. I had an overdraft fee, so
.
I think that's what they probably flagged it or something like that. So
okay. Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, you sound like a guy that would be easy to work with. The first person I
mm-hmm.
spoke with this morning for this territory was not so much the case, and I would rather not go through another 10 of these calls. If I
no,
could
I 100% understand that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the way I used to spend my day.
I used to sell security for Honeywell and Hikvision. I would do Honeywell burglar alarms and Hikvision security cameras. And let me tell you, I did cold calling and face-to-face, and it is
I usually don't do this. I like to focus on the graphic design on the back end and then doing the Google verifications usually. That's how I spend most of my day.
That's great because I have to design my entire page. Like I haven't got that logo up or anything.
Oh, we got you. We got you. So that's what this package would have. You know, the website's included. We'd help you develop the logo. That's no problem. Make sure we're not breaking any copyright laws to get you something that's truly yours. But what I was going to say is that I don't know if this incentivizes you a little bit more maybe to get moving. I know money talks, right? There is a setup fee. I don't know if you noticed that in the pricing page.
Mm-hmm.
The setup fee compounds with the first month's payment. So, you know, normally a platinum package is $898 and then $599 monthly, because of that $299 setup fee. I got it down to $299 with a $299 setup fee. So you'd be looking at $598 today. If I could waive your setup fee for you, would that incentivize you to maybe resolve
get it done even faster?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
I can do that. A lot of that setup fee goes towards like buying the domain name for your website. It's a lot of things in the realm that I usually work in.
Right.
So I'd be the one that typically is collecting those because we go to Google and have to pay for your domain name, do the verification of your Google business profile, and do all the campaign research and programming. I have no problem knocking that out at no charge to you and just having you go at the first month's payment of $299 to help jumpstart the business if we could get things moving today.
What do you mean? Like the is it $299 today or is it $598?
Yeah. No, it would just be $299 out the door today and then each month moving.
Off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas. I don't know if you, or happy holidays.
Yeah,
I don't know who I'm talking to, but.
That's a great Christmas present. Yeah, no, that's one hell of a Christmas present, let me tell you. Wow.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
Pretty
significant. Yeah, no, that's one hell of an incentive, I'll tell you that.
Right. And then that'll help you start 2026 off on the right foot. I mean, make no mistake.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Google advertising.
Coming in with a bang.
Profitable way. Yeah, I mean, if we can't get you jobs consistently, they're just not out there because everybody uses Google. But if they are using another platform, the package is also going to cover you, like I said, on Facebook, you know, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, a bunch of the other directories. So,
my family, like, I'm kind of like a very family oriented, and like, got a ginormous family, like 12 little infant children, toddlers.
Wow.
Things running around here all the time, but we kind of moved from Syracuse together, and it started off as like just us, and then you know it kind of blew up, and then here we are down here in Florida, and my aunt actually ended up moving over there to the West Coast, and she lives in Crescent City, California.
Beautiful
out there, and everybody's like trying to like pack up in like the next half a year and like get out of here. Would I be able to transfer, or is that not a thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, once you're already Google verified, you're in. Especially if you do like Google Guaranteed program later on with their pay-per-lead, where they do like the whole background check and everything, you just become their trusted contractor. So once you're already in their system, they have a track record and a relationship with you. Those guys always take first priority with Google. So the
is that a similar background check to like what I just went through with Angie's List, or is it more of a recent?
Yeah, it's more legitimate. I mean, Angie's List and Home Advisor are their own like third party entities, so they don't actually have a relationship with the Google search engine other than that they pay Google for advertising themselves. So they do something kind of like this in order to get the leads they resell on their platform. But their leads go to like three or four other guys. Like, you don't want those.
I do have a.
Those.
No, yeah, absolutely. No, I do have a felony from when I was 17, and I, they charged me as an
adult. That's over 7 years ago, though, right? I mean, you don't.
Oh, it's 9 years ago. I'm 20.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's quite a bit of time ago. That was kind of like the same thing I went through over there on the phone with the Angie's List, my rep JR. And he was like, bro, you're good. Like, we're not going to hold anything against you over 8 years, you know?
So yeah, it's like, usually right,
well,
seven. That even goes
right, well, that's
the
even
actual
better.
Government law. You know, they can't really hold you accountable
right.
for stuff after 7 years. It kind
right.
of rinses the record.
No, that's great. That's great news. That's great news.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm definitely on board with everything here that we got going on here.
Okay.
For sure.
So if I could approve that $299 pricing structure and waive the setup fee, we could set up the profile and get you going?
Absolutely. I gotta call this bank and absolutely. Like, can
okay.
I give
you
a call back here like this afternoon?
Oh, I was gonna say, is there any way maybe you can put me on hold and give them a call? The only reason I'm asking that is because if I hang up with you, they're just gonna send me the next pre-screen guy, and I gotta go through the whole conversation again from top to bottom until the position fills.
Yeah, let me put you on hold here. Let me call them. Just in case we disconnect, is it the same number I can call you back at?
Oh yeah, here. Let me send. I should have sent that already. I'm sending my direct number and extension.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So
I'll
not.
Text it over to you in the same thread as I've been texting you on.
And if I text you back at that number, will you get the response just in case, like, I'll let you know?
Yes, absolutely. All of my clients, you know, that's a live line. You know, you can reach us at any time, 24/7. If I'm not available, there's always a rep available. We got 450 people at work here over the past 21 years.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's great. That's great. Let me,
I'm logging in here now to get the number that I can call.
Yeah, take your time with it. Like I said, I'm in no rush. I just would rather them not send me another conversation. And then, you know, even if you call me back in an hour and it's gone, you know, I've had that happen way too many times where it's like, man.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
They get their own
business.
That's why. So Tara's
right.
the dialing machine down there, along with a few others.
Right. No. No, let me call right now. We're going to stay on the line. If anything, I'll hang up with them and call you, right? Like, we're getting this done. I can't miss out, all right?
Yeah.
I'm
trying to make it a win-win for you. I know after a month or two of this, you'll probably leave Home Advisor, and this will be your sole way of marketing the business moving forward.
That's great. That's freaking great. That's great. All right. I'm calling right now. Stay on the line with me.
Okay.
All right. Hey, John, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I just wanted to double check with you.
No, I'm on the other line with them. They're telling me that basically the transaction that I went through from Angie's List was a fraud.
Yeah, it is.
Or something.
If you look up, here I can send it to you too. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, they get flagged for fraudulent a lot because the Federal Trade Commission has flagged them as fraudulent because they lie about like where they get the leads and the likelihood of the leads actually turning into jobs. Some business owners have reported that the leads were like 3-4 days old and the customer already had somebody come out and give them a bid.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Really?
They're a reseller. So you got to remember, they're putting themselves on Google and other platforms to get somebody to inquire, and then they send it out to like 4 or 5 people. So they tell the business owner or the homeowner, hey, we're going to get you in touch with multiple contractors. And so they'll listen to the contractors, and usually they'll pick the cheapest one. But if 5 of you are paying a lead fee or lobbying for that lead, then that means 80%, the other 4 are getting nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So that's been an ongoing issue for a long time there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so that's totally what's going on with my account. And they're basically telling me they sent me a check for what was left in my account, and I got like 23 days. I have no idea, John. I'm fuming right now that I sat here and on the phone with you for 30 minutes. I have another card. I have a Cash App card. Did you take that, or is that not even, that's not even like a real bank? I don't think that would be.
I can ask. We're a Google partner, so we do have a Google merchant processing, so I can ask them. It usually has a lot more flexibility. Almost anything you could do on Google, you could do with us, but let me just double check, okay?
Okay.
They said, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It would be a Visa. Yep, it's a Visa.
Oh, yeah, then we could use it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It says we can use any Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Okay. So let me swap the lines here. Let me tell this lady, I guess she can figure out whatever it is that she needs to figure out with my account.
Yeah.
And then I'll get right back on the line with you here just in 1 second, and then I'll upload the cash.
Yeah,
all right.
Do your thing. No problem.
All right. All John, you still there?
I am still with you.
All right. Now I'm just uploading my cash here.
Okay, well, while you do that, I already kind of took the position off the board, but I do have to create a Google business profile for you. Google's going to send you a card in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where your business is. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It'll be 7750.
Okay.
James, J-A-M-E-S,
James.
Clark Street.
Fort Ritchie?
Yep.
All right, 34668.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. And then
I'm almost there. Hang on. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Let me just double check here.
No worries. Yeah, and it'll come out to 299 exactly because I waived the setup fee for you as well.
Okay. All right. You know what? It is. James Clark Street. 7750 James Clark Street.
Okay, and did you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
That wouldn't be the address associated with my business.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you want. You want the business street address that they verify.
Oh, it would be the 5915 then.
Okay. 5915
Georgia Avenue.
Avenue. Okay, here we go. 34652.
Yep, or 34, and there should be a dash there, 34653. It's one of the two.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and update this. What was this, your personal residence that you gave me originally?
Yeah, that's my old address, but that's the same address that's actually associated with, like, my license, my business. It's a family friend that I was renting from. So,
okay.
Like, I can go over there and get the mail at any time.
Yeah, because there's a postcard they'll send. It says Google right on it, and then it has, like, little strips on the side you rip off, and there's a 5-digit number in there, and it'll also say Jaden Taylor's Home Improvement Matters, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I need the 5-digit number inside of that, so it's really important that you don't mistake that for junk mail or send it somewhere you won't receive it. But same thing, do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
No, you can display it, that's all.
Okay. All right. And then they'll offer you a Google tracking number. It's optional. You'll have a client interview where we're going to sit down with you and customize it. We'll help you get the logo built, buy the domain and everything. But for the tracking number, it'll display a different number. It'll forward to your phone in real time. We recommend that you save that number under the business name so that way you know it's a business call coming in and you're not mistaking it for like a personal call. But for the primary line of business or primary line of contact for the business, did you want to use this 315-560-2400?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yep.
Okay, and then because of the discounts that I applied, I do have to send everything in writing. I know they asked for that 3-month commitment on those new in business credits. What's the business email address that I could send everything in writing?
It'll be my first and last name, JaydenTaylor, the number 2, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. One update. All right, perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's say 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay.
Pretty reasonable. 8 to 6, 7, yeah.
Yeah, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yep. Say Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Saturday, it can vary. We can do, let's do 9 to 3 on Saturday.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 9 to 3 on Saturday, and then Sunday closed. Save. Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash and check at the moment, but I think I got to see what's going on with my Chase account if I can accept them.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just put cash and check and no card as of right now. We can always change that later. That's just for the initial setup.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. So I got the profile created. I notified them, take the position off the board, so that we're not calling the category anymore. I want to schedule a client interview. Client interview is so that we can go over like which keywords and services you want to be listed for. I know handyman's going to be one, but we give you 15 different ones that we'll be listing you for. You can hand select those. We also have Google Analytics that'll give us some insights on what's being searched the most. That way we don't have to guess throughout the year on how to keep you busy. And then they'll go over like the area, the website. They'll ask you to send in photos if you have them, and then we'll help you develop the logo. Usually this call is about 45 minutes. That's the email address for the photos, by the way, that I just texted you. But it's usually about 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What time works best for you to do the client interview?
Let's do 6 o'clock today.
6 o'clock. I think I have that. Hold on, let me see. The beauty of working on different time zones. Ooh, I have 5:30.
That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and snag this. Then I'm going to send you a calendar invite to this appointment. They're going to text you automatically 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a heads-up reminder. I'll be on the line with them, and I'll introduce you to a technician, and the technician will walk you through the client interview process. There will be another
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, but it's good to have two heads on it. They're also a Google-certified rep from across the street. So.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, and get things done in real time. All right, perfect. So that client interview is scheduled for this afternoon at 5:30. All right, now let me go ahead and modify this. Now, did you capitalize your whole business name on purpose?
No, it's just like that. It is, honestly, when we do the website, it'll actually be abbreviated into JTM.
Okay. So you want it to be under JTHIM? HIM, okay. Oh, yeah, Home Improvement Matters. Okay, let me check if the JTHIM.com is available. So how do you want the business to appear on the first page of Google? Do you want it to appear as JTHIM? LLC, or how do you want it to appear?
No, it can appear as Jim Taylor's Home Improvement Matters on the business case. But you know, like when they look it up, so it's just not that whole entire. I mean, would it be better if it was that whole name?
I mean, it looks okay. I mean, it's pretty big because everything caps the way we have it now. But sometimes that's good; it stands out on the page.
Okay. I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, I think I like the name. I love the name. I mean, I picked the name.
Oh, it's a great name. Yeah, I was just whether you wanted it all caps or if you just wanted me to capitalize like the first letter of each word or, you know. Right
I think
now,
we should capitalize the first letter of each word.
Okay.
I think that might be a little bit better.
Yeah, because this one, the way it is right now, it really stands out, but I didn't know if you wanted it like that on purpose.
No, I mean, if it stands out, I want it to stand out. I want them to look at it like, oh wow, yeah, no, I want that one. I mean,
yeah, big old one right here. Okay, I'll leave it.
No.
If you do want to modify it, it is something that we can modify moving forward, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So all right.
Taylor's Home Improvement. I'll just leave it. Boom. Update. Matters LLC. The LLC's on there too. It just looks more professional. Okay. Save. All right, Jaden. So I got everything set, client interview set. Let me go ahead and modify the billing. This will be $299 for the platinum, and then I'll waive the setup fee for you. And then you said you wanted to use a Cash App card to secure the position?
Yeah. Yep, okay. I do. I have to upload the money to it.
Okay, go ahead and do that because we're going to secure the position now.
Oh my gosh. Bitch.
available. Awesome. JTHIM.com is available. All right. Good.
It's giving me troubles because of my card is out. May have to deposit it in cash. Hang on, just one second, John. I'm so sorry that we're even going through this bullshit.
No, no problem. It's okay. Sometimes it's like that when you're starting up a business, you're getting everything going. It's a real headache in the beginning, and there's a bunch of loops to jump through. But once it's done, hindsight's always 20/20.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Anything.
Hang on, one second. I'm gonna make a call and see if I can. I'm gonna see if my sister can cash at me here.
Okay.
Just so I don't have to go anywhere.
No worries.
I have to deal with it. One second.
Okay.